Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have another great hour coming up for you guys today. Hope you guys can join us for both segments. For those joining us online, have a great segment, though, to kick off this hour. We're going to be speaking with Derek L. Reese. He's the author of the book Missing Footprints, Challenging a Fatherless America. And as you know, for many of us out there, like myself, that were raised without fathers, it definitely is an issue that needs to be addressed. I love the way that Derek has been able to do this in his book, to be able to have a conversation with men and women about the impact of men not being in the home, what it does for them, not only, of course, for the women, but also the children psychologically, financially, as well as, of course, the strain that it puts on society. We're going to talk to Derek not only about what led him to write the book, but what he hopes it's able to do in getting people to talking and moving forward. Derek, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hey, real excited to be able to have you on with us, Derek. Congratulations to you on the book, Missing Footprints. We'll be telling our listeners a little bit later how they can get it for themselves. But, Derek, I want to begin by asking you about the conversation, because it definitely is one that needs to be had. What was it that led you to write this book?
Well, first, Cyrus, allow me to say thank you for giving me the honor and privilege of being on this great show that you have. I understand you have a great following, and I salute you for having the for being the trailblazer in this industry that you are.
Thank you.
To answer your question, really it came down to my life. I lived my teenage years without my father, unfortunately. Through the divorce of my parents, one went one way, one went the other way, and I was forced to live in a situation where my father was not present. And so the book really comes from my life, but what I found out as I began laying the groundwork for wanting to write my autobiography, I thought, I was going to be sharing. I began talking to other young men and adult men, and they had similar feelings that I had with growing up without a father.
Yeah.
And so the conversation extended to women and young ladies, and so before I realized it, I said, wow, this is a conversation that needs to be had because so many lives are affected when a father is absent.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Derek, this is an interesting point because, as I said, I myself was raised by a single mother, so I know what it's like not to be able to have the father in the home. So many others do. You know, I think one of the great things about this book, and I hope our listeners really take this in, is that you're not by yourself. A lot of times people feel as though nobody else understands what they feel, and you kind of run the gamut in the book even of talking about the emotions, the anger, the sadness that can be there, both on the part of the woman that is left behind, as well as the children. Was that important for you, Derek, to recognize the real feelings as you were trying to move forward in your own life?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that I've come to realize is that everybody has a story to tell.
Right.
Specifically, over the last 17 years, I've worked with every gamut of children, from at-risk children to imprison you to this public school system where I've worked with gifted students and academically challenged students. And then I get to talk to moms, and then I work for a program where I work with non-custodial fathers. And it's amazing even the stories that they tell. And so when I put Missing Footprints together, when I laid the blueprint for it, what I really wanted was an opportunity for all the perspectives to be heard. Oftentimes, fathers get the least amount of opportunity to share without feeling vilified and without being made the bad guy. And so they're generally shut out as being the villain of the story. But prayerfully, with Missing Footprints, we wanted fathers to come in and to be able to share too. And so it would be a safe place, and kids could share, and it'd be a safe place. But then the mothers who raise children by themselves can share, and it also be a safe place. So that gumbo, if you will, of perspectives really began to mold me and mold this movement called Missing Footprints.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think, too, the other thing, Ed, because you give some real examples in the book there. We're going to talk about some of those a little bit later. And I think, you know, I don't think we understand until something happens in our life how events shape the person that we are as well as shape the way that we treat others. I mean, was that one of the things that really stood out to you in this book, that was one of the common threads, that all of the people that you profile, you know, they reacted, you know, to life and to others based on what had happened to them?
Absolutely. In fact, as I had the opportunity over the last several years to interview, I sat down and had specific interviews with people. And in those conversations, they were willing to share their heart. And so I said, you know, you have to give these people a medium, if you will,
right,
to share this information. And so, because, as you said earlier, we all think we're in this all by ourselves, or we think I am the only one going through a situation like this. I'm the only one dealing with, and in the beginning, in the forward part of the book, I actually talk about some of the issues that all of these interviewees share, from gender identification to self-confidence to am I doing all I could be? Could I be more if my father was present? And what I found out, by and large, absolutely, you can be great. There is greatness in you. Mm-hmm. But you are not alone in this process.
Right, exactly. And I think that is such a great thing for all of us to remember. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Derek L. Reese is our guest today. He's the author of the book Missing Footprints, Challenging a Fatherless America. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you can get Derek's book for yourself. It's available on Kindle now, as well as in print as well. So, Derek, could you have imagined that the conversations you had with others, that the things that you had gone through, would end up in a book that now people around the world can read and become a part of the discussion?
Ironically, I did it. My ministry, believe it or not, my ministry as an adult has always been the care for children.
Mm-hmm.
And so from academically, socially, culturally, community-wise, I've always been a children's advocate. And so in that lane, as I started to move, there was a common denominator. Again, all the gamut of children that I've ran, from those who've been arrested to those who are in gifted programs in public school, the missing link is what's missing from taking them from a good place to a great place has often been the missing father.
Yeah.
And so rather than a book, so to speak, I like to think of the Wise Men Network as more of a movement, because at the end of the day, I truly believe that it takes healthy parents to create healthy children, and healthy children help cultivate healthy communities. And I think we all really want to live in very healthy communities.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. You know, and I think that leads us right into the conversations that are in the book, and that is, you know, the conversations you have with the fatherless daughter, you know, with the boys, and also, of course, the men, and the insecurities that can be there. I'm so glad that is a part of this book, Derek, because, you know, the one gentleman that you profile in the book that realized, you know, that because of having that missing link, he did not really know how to love. And he even was able to express that, unfortunately, to a woman who ended up, you know, abusing that, you know, and being able, you know, to make him feel less than. You know, I think there are so many, you know, that have to deal with the collateral damage. When you were compiling the book, I mean, how did that make you feel to sit back and to listen to these stories, to read these stories, and to know that it was all because of that one common denominator, not having a father in the home?
Yeah, that was a very profound feeling, if I could use that word. I mean, you never really think about how someone else responds to a situation until you hear how they were affected. And as the story began to build, you know, believe it or not, there are very powerful people, I mean, corporately, that are still dealing with the same issues. And so it was amazing that even when I started, one may think, okay, it's a gender issue. Then one may think it's a socioeconomic issue. Then another may think it's a racial issue. But as I talk across the nation, literally, to people, and I talk to, I mean, especially my girls, oh, my God, my women, when I talk to them and they begin to pour out what my absent father meant to me, what it meant was I had to learn love through another medium. Oftentimes that medium was, it might have been television, it might have been movie, but that I learned love through media. And so in media, this is what a man is supposed to look like. So this is what I should go after. And I think what has been lost in the entire process is the true essence of what is love. And so when you look at relationships, you look at situations where men and women who don't know their fathers never saw what love looked like. Why? Because I never saw my dad love my mom. So if I'm a young lady, what does love look like for me? Is it abusive?
Right.
Is it buy me things? And for a young man, how do I treat a woman? Do I abuse? Do I just buy them something? Are they just sexual objects to fill my temporary need? And so over the course of life, all of us at some point or another who have gone through life without our father have entered into that place. How do I move into the next dimension without really knowing how to connect these dots?
Yeah, I think that is so powerful. And Derek, man, I'm so glad that you said that, because the thing that really struck me that I have to admit I was not expecting was how this was not a book about race. This was a book about a problem, and it shows that it's bigger than black and white. It really is an issue of what is right and wrong, and that is, of course, for anybody to feel as though they are unwanted, that they have been deserted, and that they have been mistreated by someone who, you know, not only, of course, was, you know, partially responsible for them being in the world, but even, you know, for that woman that's left behind, feeling as though something is wrong, that they were not enough. And I think that is, to me, one of the big points of this book that I want people to take. This is not a book about black men that are missing. This is a book about men in general and what that absence does for others. So has that been a great thing for you to be able to see, Derek, from people of all races, how they appreciate the information and the way that you really do stress that instead of thinking about a racial element?
Absolutely. And to bring the story full circle, I literally sat down with an advertising manager, millionaire income, and he sat down and explained to me how he had to bury his daughter, who literally felt like her dad was not in her life, and the family would be better off without her there.
Hmm.
We get so caught up in lives and lifestyles that sometimes we miss those very key basic things. And by the way, that advertising manager that I spoke with was a Caucasian American.
Mm.
Very powerful, very influential. And believe it or not, it was I must admit, it was almost happenstance how we had the opportunity to have the conversation, because I was writing the introduction for the book, and we sparked a conversation, and I mean, 2 hours later, I had his story, and it was amazing. So that brought the story full circle to a whole nother gamut financially. This is a problem, and when people can shift from a race or a socioeconomic status and really look at, America has a problem, and
right,
it's called a fatherless family.
Exactly. Exactly. What a great point. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome to our program for the first time author Derek L. Reeves. We're talking to him about his book, Missing Footprints, Challenging a Fatherless America. We're going to tell you guys here in just about 8 minutes how you guys can get the book for yourself, as well as stay connected with Derek. Derek, I want to talk about the plan, because you know, you not only talk about the problem, but what I love is that there is a solution. There are things that we can do. For those who have the print edition of the book, starting on page 135, you have what you call the plan of action. You begin this chapter by saying this: if you are a father reading this book, chances are great that your desire is to build a positive relationship with your child or children. I mentioned this to you before we went live here, Derek. Isn't one of the big things about this book that it is not too late, that if you still have breath in your body, it is not too late for you to begin now to be a part of that child's life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as you have breath to breathe, as long as you get up with a new, as long as you've been blessed with God's grace and his mercy, you still have the opportunity to say, today is going to be my day to start rebuilding what I have had a part in breaking. And in that same place, in that same place of the plan, one of the biggest things, again, is a mental place. What is my motivation? What motivates me to want to reach my kids now? Do I want to renew an old relationship? Do I want to prove something to someone else? Because if your motivation is external versus internal, it will not be a success.
Right.
Because this process, as I lay it out very clearly, this is a process. And so there has been some residue still built up inside. And so some walls have to come down. And that, again, is a process. For some, it may be a week. For some, it may be a year. But what you have to be is steadfast and consistent and inspired to do the right thing about your child. Again, all of this comes back to this being a safe place.
Right.
A safe place where men can begin to understand, what can I do? What can I do to repair the relationship that I haven't had for 10 years or the relationship that I walked away from 20 years ago, and now I have an adult child that I really don't know, and I'm not a part of him, so I have no idea. Here we go. And spiritually, this is where we get into what I call, or what we call in the Bible, generational curses. This is where, because of my distance, because of my resentment, what I've actually done is birthed a resentment in my child.
Right.
And so now unresolved resentment transfers not only to my child, but now it has the potential to pass to my grandchild. And so when we begin to identify those spirits, we have to understand that today is the day that I want my family whole, healed, and successful.
There you go. And I think that is it. And I think that is the other thing. So glad that you said today, Derek, reminded me another thing that's in the book, and that is the importance of being present. We talk about on this show about the importance of being present, to really appreciating life. We talk about that a lot. I love the fact that you're able to use that principle when it comes to what it means to be a father. I want our guys out there to know one of the things that Derek makes clear is that this is not about giving money. This is about giving your time, giving of yourself. And I think that is what is so important for so many, to have that in your life, to know that you have someone there that's in your corner that you can rely on, not just to give you some money, but to give you a part of themselves. And I think that's a great thing. So for you, Derek, you know, as the author of this book, Missing Footprints, what is the ultimate goal? What do you hope our listeners who are listening to this conversation, who will buy the book and read it, what do you hope they're able to take away from it that they can use moving forward?
I know the book moving forward is designed to be a beginning. Just like you actually pointed out, in a plan, that just like a plan starts with the beginning, This book, this movement starts with the beginning. So this book is more about a journey versus a destination. There is no end place. Because after we get the conversation generated, Now we need to generate to a level where healing can take place and wholeness, again, can take place. So we start with a movement. This book, quiet as it's kept, this book is really not to be the end-all, be-all of fatherhood. But for so long, fatherhood and absent fathers has been kind of swept under the rug.
Right.
Nobody really had a voice. And so this book is to prophetically kick up the dust of the importance of fatherhood and the timing of fatherhood and the nowness of fatherhood so that we can now, in our various circles around this country, begin to restore and replenish families. There is a country in the Eastern Hemisphere where family is everything. If my name means something, spiritually, you are named after your father. Every child is named after their father if it was birthed in a marriage situation. That is not by happenstance, because to be named after your father brings honor to the family. Well, this book is designed to rekindle and restore that very link, begin the beginning of what is to come, the beginning of a journey and the beginning of what your family can be once it's made whole.
Yeah, I think that is it. And what a great thing to know, I think, too, Derek, the role that all of us can play, even for those of us who are not fathers, what we can do to be able to help fill in the gap and to make sure that nobody feels as though, you know, they are being left behind. And I think, you know, it's something that is not easy, but it's necessary. And I think that's the thing. I mean, anything that is worthwhile is necessary. It may not come easy, but it definitely makes a difference, as we can tell in this conversation. Again, everyone, Derek O'Rees has been our guest. Derek, I told you that wasn't going to be so bad. See how fast time flies. Missing Footprints is the book, Challenging a Fatherless America. The book is available, as I mentioned earlier, on Amazon.com, both in print as well as for our one clickers. It's available on Kindle as well. Derek, how can our listeners stay connected with you and find out more information about what's coming up next for you?
Sure thing. It's very simple. The movement is called the Wise Men Network, WISEMENETWORK, Wise Men Network. And with that word, that is our website, wisemennetwork.com. That is also our Facebook page, Wise Men Network. And we also have a Twitter, Wise Men Network. And so either of those mediums, we'll keep in contact with you, and we invite you to join us so that you can stay in contact with us about future events. If I could add one other thing.
Sure.
One section of the book towards the end talks about how fatherless America, a fatherless family, has affected you. And so what I would invite your listeners to do is go on the site and write out how did an absent father affect your life, and what has come out of it. Two things are going to take place there. Again, all I do is about healing. And so another person, believe it or not, is waiting for that word to be shared, because right now they think they are the only one that's dealing with it.
Right.
And so on the one side, it's a healing for the broken. But on the other side, it allows another entity, the broken father, to see how his absence has affected so many. So please, 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 I implore the listeners to come to thewisemennetwork.com and add to the fabric of this journey.
All right. So wisemennetwork.com is where you guys can go. Wisemen_network is where you guys can find Derek on Twitter. And then make sure you guys are looking up Wisemen Network on Facebook as well. Derek, again, congratulations to you, man. And thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. And again, thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, we're going to take a break here, but there's more Conversations Live to come at the bottom of the hour for you guys. For those joining us, though, online, we're going to lose you, but if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Derek, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on Facebook and Twitter. I've already tagged Derek and the Wise Men Network on both places, so head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.